Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
Good morning, everybody. This is High Noon. We are here in the wilds of California. You're getting a really great shot of us here in our hotel room. So this just proves the power of communication. Part of what we are trying to do today is to talk about communication. And one of the things I think that's really, can you hear me? I'm showing that I'm muted. Is that working okay?
You're okay.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting some interesting things on my computer saying that the host is being muted. But okay. Okay. So in any case, everybody, welcome over to Fly High Living and Transformation Talk Radio. Today's topic is communication. But one of the things I think is really important is you guys jump into this conversation today. Has to do with transformation. So a lot of the work that I do is to help people make transformations. And I want to talk a little bit as we get started about transformations, because there's a lot of things that I want to talk about in the work. Oh, I hear people. Okay. We're still working some of the technical details out. So part of what I want to start with is I do have a wonderful guest today. She has spent a lot of her career. She started out in the military when women were minorities. Still are minorities. I was like a minor minority during that world. She then became a CEO of a multi-million-dollar consulting company when not too many women were running companies, and now she happens to be working as an executive with the state of California. But by far, in a way, her most endearing character is she's my wife. And she has worked with me. Part of what we wanted to do, and we'll get to, is the power of communication. Because when we're talking about transformation, one of the things that kind of kicked into my mind was the fact that although I may have made a very dramatic transformation from male to female, in reality, don't we all make tons of transformations? I mean, you start out as a kid, then you're a young adult, right? And then you become a full-grown adult. Sometimes most of us start out single. I don't know too many of us that's come out married. We get married. So there's a lot of transformations, and Annie and I have been through quite a number of those transformations. So in any case, let me introduce Annie. Annie, say hi, and welcome to the show.
Hello, darling, and thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, your sound sounds great, so that's I'm glad that worked out. So let's talk about some of the things that you and I have been. So we started out single. Both of us dated people. Both of us got married. Both of us got divorced. And then you and I got married together. So tell me some of the transformations you feel like.
Well, I think there was a huge one when I transformed in my teenage years, or almost teenage years, to being a girl not interested in anything but playing around or learning things or whatever, to a person very much interested in the opposite sex. And so this girl to womanhood transformation is a huge one. You haven't made it hormonally, but I think in a lot of other ways you made it. So I think that's a big one that at least half the world goes through. And I think from the male side, you went through that yourself through puberty. So, I mean, that's a huge transformation. It's a good thing it happens while we're young. I think most of us can deal with it as we got older. So I think that's a really big one. I think the transformation going to college is a huge one, or just living on your own for a while and learning that, hey, stuff doesn't get cooked if you don't do it yourself. Your apartment doesn't get cleaned. Your clothes don't get washed. So I think that's a huge one. Bringing a child into your life
kids, you know, our kids, we have three kids, obviously. You and I know this, but I'll share this with the audience. You and I have three kids. Our youngest, Eric, is now a parent for the second time. And I think it is quite interesting to that transition. You mentioned a couple, I think, that were really important in my life. The college transition, I think, was a really interesting one. Because when I was in high school, a couple of things that I think were challenging for me when I was in high school, in that I was in a family, I was a younger sibling, I had an older brother, he was in the same school I was, he was only a year older and grade-wise than I was. So when I was at school, everybody was well aware that I was Chris's brother. And so when I went to college, all of a sudden, I was free to be me. And it was very liberating. I agree that you don't have somebody to do your cooking, cleaning, and all that kind of jazz. But to me, I found that very liberating. Now, you were at home.
Right. Well, whenever I went to college, I just started driving south to go to college. And yeah, I worked while I went to school also. So a lot of it was, home was kind of like the place that I slept between going to school full time and working full time. But the differences were still huge in that, although they transitioned us in high school to being more responsible for our assignments and that sort of thing, it wasn't really until college, I think, that you fully awakened to the notion that it was up to you to make or break yourself in this environment. I always felt, well, I'm paying for this. Therefore, if I want to ask a question in class, I'm going to, because after all, I'm paying the instructor to answer my questions, which is not the same way I felt in high school at all.
It is interesting, don't you think, that when you have decision-making power in the transformation, especially, and I think back to when our kids were going to college, there was a certain aspect of having skin in the game to have, when you're paying for something yourself, then there's more attention to what you're getting and how involved you are, whether you're going to work on that, how much effort you're going to put into it. So I do think that's interesting. Part of, let's go down this road for a second, because I think this whole thing about transformation is something I'm just intrigued with. I've had a lot of transformations, as you've talked about already, plus some pretty big transformations. And so kind of my question is, as you get older, in high school, the transformations in some regard, you didn't really have a choice about puberty. That kind of just showed up. You had some choices to going to college. You had more choice when you chose what major. And then when you got out into the world, you may or may not have felt you had choice as to what you were going to do. But what intrigues me most is as you get older and older, part of that has to do with you choosing a transition. Do you are there times that you felt like you made a definitive choice? I'm going to be different. I'm going to go this way.
I think so. And I think that our recognition that we have choices can come early in our life, or we may not recognize it until later in our life. I remember very clearly being about 16. I had a friend who was very huggy, and that was who I wanted to be too. But as we grew older in our family, typically we stopped hugging each other. And so I made a conscious decision to start hugging people, which was kind of weird. Everybody said, oh, okay, who's this weird thing? You know, what's going on? But for me, it was something I wanted. So I started hugging people on greeting or whatever, and particularly my family. And I think that's something that we do now. And it's certainly, I think, been a very important part of our life together and our choices about where we live and the acceptance of us doing that. I mean, it wasn't such an issue, except in the military. Of course, you couldn't do the PDA thing in the military.
Yeah,
but,
kind of a challenge for
that. You know, as after we retired, after you made your transition, it was less acceptable in very conservative areas that we hugged or kissed or things like that. And so I think that was a big choice for me in my life. I think the other thing is when I'll say we decided that you were going to transition. I mean, that wasn't just a transition of you, that was a transition of me, and it was actually even a transition for our kids as they recognized that things were being different. And the whole notion of how I'm going to accept that transition. Is it going to be a good thing? Am I going to make it a good thing? Or am I going to, you know, fight against it and rail against it and cry about what might have been?
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, I want to keep following down that road, because I think part of what is important for the listeners is to understand that there are lots of choices that you have to make when you want to make a transition. Maybe it's just your ability to hug people, which I have another example of that, so I want to follow up on that. But then we'll talk a little bit about how communication fits into that. So this is Laura Meets. We're on Transformation Talk Radio. Please hang with us. We will be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
I love when she brings some music in life. I guess I'm a drummer. I like all the good drumming music. Kat has a good intro loop music. Say, this is Laura Meets. We're on Transformation Talk Radio. If you're just jumping in. Today, my guest is retired Lieutenant Colonel Marianne Meeks, also the famed spouse of Laura Meeks. Your host. Say hi, Annabelle.
Hello, Annabelle.
So, before we're on the break, and I want to kind of go down this road, because I think you picked a really good example, I think. So we're talking about transformations and your ability to make a change. And some transformations we talked about, you don't really have a choice. So puberty kind of shows up. High school, most of us kind of have to go. College, you have a little bit more choice. But the choice that you talked about was your ability to hug somebody. And I love that choice of transformation. I have a woman that I work with in Toastmasters, and she too has made a very conscious choice to be social and huggable in all the meetings. Now, she came from a very depression-based background. As a high school student, very depressed, attempted suicide. She had swirled down into a hole. And from that swamp of sadness that she was in, she decided that she was going to make a transformation come out. And so part of what I think that worked out really well is that she did make a conscious choice to transform herself. And so I think one of the things that I would like you to reflect on too is choice. Because I think really what I would like to get to is when and how should we choose to make a transformation in your life? There's one. What other things have you transformed?
Well, I think when I transformed from being a civilian to a military officer, that was a huge transformation. A lot of people fought against the rules of officer training school. I felt that I was there to pass a test, and I knew I was reasonably intelligent, so I wasn't going to screw up that way. I knew I could follow orders pretty well, so I wasn't going to screw up that way. I knew I could control my emotions if I needed to, and so I decided I wasn't going to screw up that way. I mean, I remember one time in officer training school where we were in an inspection lineup, and our squadron commander comes through and says, Meeks, well, actually, at the time it was Lee, okay. Lee, you have too much makeup on. I said, yes, sir, and didn't say anything else, but I hadn't even put on makeup. that day. So I'm not sure what he was seeing, but you know, to me that was like, okay, you think you can play the game? I can play the game just as good. So we're going to get through this because this is where I want to be. Other people, I remember other squad members were very rebellious against the rules. And you can do that too. And I'm not saying it's a bad choice. It just at that time was a bad choice for me. And so I think you have to be aware that your choices sometimes may lead you into a direction that you really don't want to go in. And so I think knowing that is part of changing as well. How badly do I want to change? How badly do I want something? Because I could certainly have said, sir, I don't have any makeup on today. And that would have done me no good. You know, I was really good at earning credits and that sort of thing. I very rarely got demerits. So I usually was able to go off post for the weekend. I'd earned enough credits to do that. And so that was part of what I wanted. So I could make choices about that. Now, I'm not saying that I'm always and have always been mature enough to make always these right choices, but I think that that's something that as humans that we have control over.
In the land of communication, so here you are in a situation where you had a choice. You had chosen to make a transformation. You were going to go from civilian to military. There were rules and regulations and things that you needed to do and to pass these tests and get through. So you chose in the land of communication not to argue about this fact that you had no makeup on. Yet in your head, you knew you had a lot of choices. So part of what I'm getting at is that when you chose to make this transformation, you also had a vision. So one of the things that I find any sort of transformation is that it's important to make the decision that you're going to make a transformation. So you have a state where you are and a state where you want to get to. That's going to be the transformation. Then you make a decision. I'm going to go there. I'm going to be in the military. And then part of that next challenge is learning to communicate effectively to get you there. And so in some regard, you made a choice to limit your communication when it might not have helped you. I mean, you made a logical choice that I could have said something, but it might not have furthered me towards my vision. Now, after all of that, you ended up in the military. You were an officer, started out as a junior officer, ended up as a senior officer. Tell me about a couple of unique things. One is you're a female officer in the military, which was primarily when you were in was 97% male. So you're a female communicating in the male culture. Is that, tell me, how did that?
I think that the biggest issue with being that part of a minority, particularly as an officer, was that you were going to be visible, whatever you did. And so I made a conscious choice to be visible in a positive way. I very much get impassioned about things, particularly when I think something is wrong. And so I remember in college and in high school, I used to argue with teachers about whether something was right or not based upon the logical course that we'd gone through. And so that's kind of who I was. I learned in the military that you can make your point, but you don't have to do it in an argumentative sort of way. So I've always been an analytical person. So if I thought something was not correct, then I pulled out the regs and I took us through a logical course of action about here's where we are, here's where you want us to go, and here are some of the roadblocks in the way for us getting there. What direction would you like us to go? Or how can I help you get to where you want to go? Women talk to men completely differently than women talk to other men, I believe. And we are collaborative, whereas men, it was interesting. One of the terms that we learned is that women are viewed as being aggressive if they try too hard to stand on their position. However, that's considered a positive thing in men, you know, being aggressive and staunch and, you know, taking a position and sticking to it. Well, as a woman doing that, I found that that was not the best way to move forward. And so I learned to communicate more in a fashion that these other creatures that were around me would be able to understand. And I think that that's key. You know, one of the things that I think is really important as a leader, as a manager, is being able to talk effectively and to listen effectively. If I don't know much about you, it's very difficult for me to know that I'm communicating with you well. I rely on, you know, the unspoken gestures. I mean, are we making eye contact? Are you writing something down because you like what I said? Are you smiling at me or are you sitting there frowning at me? And I think that's why it's really important when you are in an established position as a leader that understanding who your people are is really important to make sure that you're communicating with them effectively and for them to understand who you are so that they can do the same. And I think that that's one of the things that's been really important between us is our ability to understand who each other is and to take advantage, if you will, of that knowledge to communicate more clearly and with greater understanding. And it took us a long time to do this. And we're not always clearly communicating with each other now, but I think that 33 or 35 years later, we are doing much better.
Well, one of the things that I want to chat with when we come back, we're going to take a quick break here. But I love the train of thought because the next thing that I want to talk about when we come back is that you and I did make a major transformation together, one that rarely has been accomplished as successfully, I think, as we have been able to do it. And so when we come back, I want to talk about what it's like to be in a relationship when people are transforming and how you can better communicate. So let's do that when we come back. This is Laura Meeks. We're on Transformation Talk Radio, and we will return soon.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio. Shift from confusion to clarity, self-doubt to confidence, and from anxiety to peace and balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hey, this is Laura Meeks. Welcome back. We are live here from our studio in Sacramento, and we have had some difficulties just seconds ago as we were on the break. So we're going to connect Annie in on the phone rather than the video because there's some technological things that we got to cover here. So while we're waiting for Kat to connect Annie in on the telephone, I just wanted to talk real quick. Okay, here she comes. talk real quick about transformations and communication. So one of the things I think that's important as you're rocketing down the road of life is there's going to come a time where you are not so satisfied with the things that you have, and you have a vision of things that you would like it to be, and then you're in the gap in between where there's a place that you are and the place you want to be, and then there's this gap in between, and you want to navigate that gap. And so part of what I know from my work in coaching and speaking is that gap is the thing that really motivates you to make this transformation. And specifically what I want to talk about today is how to communicate with those around you that you want to make a transformation. Because as you know, part of the challenge is that as soon as you make a decision that you're going to make this transformation, then I don't know why, but the world then tries to hold you into place and keep you in the spot that you're in. And so part of the ability for you to make a transformation is for your ability to communicate with those that you love and those around you that are you're working with or doing other things, that I was here and I want to go here and I need your help to get there. So do we have Annie back online?
Hey Annie, can you hear us?
I can.
Ah, there you are. Can you hear me, Annie?
I can.
Great. There's a little bit of a lag, but let's go down this road. You and I got to a spot, and I'll introduce it this way. 32 years old. You and I had been married about 2 years. I'm in my room in Guam. You're up in Okinawa. I get some information through this brand new thing called the internet. And it awakens me to this idea that in and amongst all the challenges I've had up to this point in life, that this puzzle could be solved, in the sense that I was given some information that clearly connected me to the idea that I had a transgender nature and all the blessings that come with that. And so here's kind of the challenge is that typically a transformation like that, when you get information like that, typically what we have found in our journey is that people really wanted to hold that information secret, especially males transitioning to female like to hold that. But you and I didn't. Why? Tell me about how you felt when I chatted that to you and how important our communication was after that.
Well, I think the first thing is that the way you describe it is that it was rather abrupt recognition. And I don't believe it was as abrupt as that. So we had been separated for a couple of years, and we communicated through tapes. So we wrote letters. We did tapes and we did telephone calls. And part of that communication was, keeping in touch with our sexual lives also and stirring those juices, if you will. And so part of that, from my perspective, was that you were very attracted to things where stories or situations where you would be told or forced to wear feminine clothes or makeup or to act in a feminine way. And I didn't have any issue with that, as I loved you for one thing, and for another, wasn't hurting anybody. It certainly wasn't hurting me. And so if it made you happy, that was okay with me. So I think that we had been through a lot of that before discovery from you. So having a name to put to it was kind of the culmination of a lot of the communication that we had had. So from my perspective, it's like, okay, well, now we kind of know what to call it. But what does that mean? And I think the fact that you told me and that we talked about it and that we discovered together what that meant or what the world thought it meant, allowed us to, you know, go down the same path, if you will.
We're going to follow that. We need to take one quick break to get your phone hooked into Facebook Live. So we're going to take another quick break here to get you hooked back in and so that we can follow that. Because I do think that there is an important piece about the early communication that we have. So hang on to that and we'll be right back.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Laura Meeks on the Laura Meeks Show. We are grappling with our technology here today. And so I just want to jump in. Annie's back on video. So say hi. Can you?
Hello.
Okay. So here's our last little segment that I want to work on. And one of the things that you pointed out, so here you and I are going into a pretty serious transition. I'm going to go from being your husband as a male person to your husband as a female person, if you want to use that analogy. And the challenge was the communication. Now, one of the things that you brought up, and I think it's a really important piece to start with, oftentimes I try to make it a little bit more of a linear transition. It's like I was there, then I transitioned, then I went on. But one of the things that you pointed out early is that one of our earliest communications was we were separated by a long distance. And because of that separation that we were experiencing, that we learned a lot of different forms of communication. And one of the, there were two that were probably most important to us. Letter writing, we wrote letters probably every day, at least. The other thing was we communicated through audio tape. So back in the day, technology was we had a little cassette, little square cassette, and we sent cassettes. But the point I want to bring up is that it was through that medium of letters and tapes that you and I started down this road of what sort of things are interesting to you. I mean, these were kind of sexual fantasy stories. After we got through the weather and what happened at work, it was kind of like, well, we wanted to learn more deeper things about each other. And I do think that that was very important. And it's interesting to me that when you're going to make a big transformation, that somewhere, somehow, that information has to slowly, I think it's important that over time, and I think for the audience to understand, our transition as a family was 18 to 20 years it took for this whole thing to occur. So there was lots and lots of communication involved. And it started out with one of the things that I think, and I'm going to have you talk about this, judgment. One of the things that you were very open to was when we started talking about ideas that were exciting to each of us, the idea of me wearing female clothing was not something that just like knocked your socks off and blew you out of the water. And that was a key part of communication, especially when we're talking about like politics and religion and other things, is this idea that you could be open-minded and non-judgmental. Did you learn that, or where did that come from?
I don't know that I learned it specifically somewhere. I think I had read a lot of books, and I was definitely interested in becoming a better person. I mean, there were all these self-help books that were out there. There were also some books that were beginning, at least, to be published that talked about how different people felt about different kinds of fantasies, and it described some fantasies. And to me, it was like, well, okay, doesn't bother me. I mean, maybe not what I want, but if that's what somebody else wants, and you care about them, then that's okay. And I think that eventually, because you care about them, then you start to embrace some of their fantasies, particularly if it's reciprocated. And I think you were very good about reciprocating. I think one of the things that was key to us, and I have told this to a lot of people, is the separation for us was actually a very good thing, in that we had to do more than what you did dating. We had to delve into topics and issues and sides of ourselves that you probably wouldn't have delved into if we had been dating for this period of time, because it's so easy to get caught up in the what's happening right now piece when you're just dating. Whereas, you know, I would make a tape at the start of the day and maybe talk throughout the day. And then by the end of the day, you know, I'm thinking about you and want to talk about, you know, what would be fun to do or imagine or to envision for when we got together. And I think you were the same way. And so we ended up talking about things that, you know, like I said before, a lot of people never ever get to.
I think part of what is to be shared or learned from this, as you were talking, I was pondering how this would play out to somebody who wants to change their job or is having a challenge in a relationship, or their health is changing, all these things that are common to our lives. And I would agree with you wholeheartedly. One of the things that being separated gave us this chance of, hey, I've got a half an hour on this cassette tape, and I want to, you know, after you go through the, I went to work and I, got in a traffic jam and all the things that happened on the way to work, then you start to think, well, I'm going to start to talk about other things that are important. And I think one of the things I want to bring up is that if you're close to somebody in a relationship and you want to make a transformation, you want to talk about transformation, yeah, almost you're, I think you're right. It almost is more challenging in the sense that you're going to have to set some time aside, probably a quiet time to set some time aside and say, hey, I would like to talk about these sorts of things. Because I know that in our day-to-day lives, you know, we come home, the dogs are barking, we got to let the dog out, then we got to, you know, eat dinner, and then all of that whirly stuff starts to create, it doesn't seem to allow often the chance to talk, whereas being separated, there was a specific time during the day, it was like, okay, I know that, you know, I've done all this stuff, and now I'm going to sit with my microphone and talk to you on this tape. And so after a couple of minutes, then you're kind of at the need to talk deeper. So what would you recommend for people that are in a day-to-day scenario? How would you recommend they talk to their partner about a transformation they'd like to make? Hey, honey, I want to give up accounting and be a rock and roll star.
I think that you have to start when you put the water in the pan getting ready to boil, and not when the water is boiling and you could get burned by the mist. we've talked about the need, and I think the very positive thing for people to set aside some specific me and you time every week or every day, if you have that, if you're able to do that. And I think those are the times that you can share the things that you're thinking about. If you forget about it, or if the day was overwhelming or very stressful or whatever, that you can say, okay, on our date on Friday night, you know, I want to talk about this or something else. So that at that first, I guess I'll call it at that first inkling of wanting to do something different, you're open to discussing it with this person who hopefully means the world to you and that you want to continue to stay with. I mean, you don't want to stay with them, well, that's another story. But if your life is tied to them and they're your soulmate and you want to be together, then you have to make the effort to do that.
I think you and I are finding, as we are both deep in careers, and one of the things I think that was interesting is for a lot of our life, we were in a company together. You and I had our own company. So from about 2000 to 2015, we literally lived together, worked together, ate together. I mean, it was all about building the company. And so there was lots of time together. But I do think that it is super important to be able to think about your visions, things that where you are, where you want to go, to be able to think about those things, and then have a specifically find a time together to spend quality time talking about important subjects. And I'll agree with your analogy, and sadly, I think we're going to have to, we only have a couple minutes left, but I like your analogy of the boiling water. One of the challenges we saw, and this is true for a lot of transformations, is if you're thinking about your transformation, you want to quit your job, and you've been thinking about it for 10 years, and then all of a sudden you quit your job and say, honey, I quit my job. It's like, wait a sec, where did that come from? It's like, well, I've been thinking about it for 10 years. So, well, it's like, you never talked to me. It's like, well, you know, the dogs, the cats, everything. It never got around to talking. So I think if we were going to leave this discussion, which sadly we have to leave this discussion today, I would say that would you agree that the important thing is to find time together to talk about important stuff?
Actually, I think the important thing is to make time together to talk about it, because finding the time, there's always going to be a better time. And I think that you have to specifically say, this is the time and this is now, and we're talking about it now.
Well, we will continue this on a better connection next time. But this is Laura Meets. We're on Transformation Talk Radio, talking about making transformations and how best to accomplish that. Today we talked about communication. I hope that you got something out of this, and we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks, Wednesday at noon. Annie, thanks for being here. See you soon.
Wow.
You've been listening to The Laura Meeks Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course, where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.